Pope Francis is renowned for his humility, choosing to live simply, acknowledging he's a sinner, and speaking out on behalf of the poor and the powerless. Mark Shriver, son of the late Sergeant Shriver and Eunice Kennedy, is out with a new book on Francis. The book is titled Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis. It digs into the life of Francis, from boy to pope, and tells the story of the impact writing the book has had on Shriver's life.
Well, I had lost some faith in the Catholic Church, not necessarily in the priests and nuns that I know across America and know of the good work that they do, but really the power structure in Rome as a result of some of the issues and sexual abuse scandal, obviously, which played out here in Boston, comments about Islam, treatment of women, the scandals in the Vatican itself. And I wanted to dig in to find out whether Pope Francis and these incredible gestures he made in the first couple of weeks of his papacy, the asking for the blessing from people the night he became pope rather than blessing the people first, paying his own hotel bill, were these real gestures of sincerity or were they public relations ploys to make the church look better? So I wanted to dig in and find that in hopes that it would not only provide me with a source of inspiration and a way to live my life better, but also rekindle my faith in the Catholic Church, which I was born and raised in.
Right. You wrote you were in a Catholic funk.
Yes.
Did Francis bring you out of that funk?
He definitely has. I mean, he is really the real deal. These actions he's taken, the washing of people's feet, the gestures of reaching out to Jews and Muslims and the homeless and prisoners. These are all gestures that he did when he was cardinal and bishop in Buenos Aires. So they're very consistent with the man. His sense of humility and mercy and forgiveness are really great role models, I think, for all of us.
Mark Shriver's book also takes a deep look at Francis as a young Jesuit priest, just in his 30s. Francis, then called Jorge Mario Bergoglio, was in Argentina at the time of the so-called Dirty War, when suspected communists and perceived enemies of the regime were tortured and went missing. It was a time when Bergoglio faced questions about his demeanor and his effectiveness and ineffectiveness in dealing with the situation.
He assumed this great area of responsibility at the age of 36, and it was just before the Argentinian Civil War, the Dirty War that happened in the mid-70s. And he wasn't prepared for that level of responsibility, and he hurt a lot of people in the 70s.
When you're writing about the Dirty War, you ask a provocative question that's prompted some discussion among folks who have reviewed the book, whether or not he could have used his influence to protect people, many of whom simply disappeared during the Dirty War. Could he have done more?
What I learned in this quest biography over 3 years in talking to both his supporters in Argentina and his detractors is that the Dirty War was an incredibly complex situation where the Army didn't know what the Navy was doing and they didn't know what the police was doing. The only facts that I could really ascertain was that no Jesuit died during the Dirty War. Could Bergoglio have done more? It's such a complex situation that I leave that up to God to judge. I think he did saved a lot of people's lives, including people that are his detractors today. Could he have done more? I leave that up to God to make that decision.
I'm wondering, though, if you think he was talking about himself, or at least a little bit about himself, when later in the book you point out that he himself described the Catholic Church during the Dirty War as part sinner, part saint.
When he was asked to become pope, his first line was, although I am a sinner, I accept. So he is a sinner and he is a saint. And that, I think, speaks to what people experienced when they lived through the Dirty War, including him.
You tried to get an interview with Pope Francis for the book, but you failed. You write it was disappointing and maybe an impediment. But I'm wondering if in hindsight now, it was somewhat liberating.
For me, the journey is what Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis, is all about. And, you know, when I tried to get the interview and was turned down, I was naturally disappointed. But as I reflected more on it, he made the right decision. He should have turned me down. Because what is really important in his life is not his own life story and his own ego. It's really serving God. And it's serving his boss, who's Jesus Christ. And that message came through to me during this journey.
Mark Shriver, great pleasure to speak to you again. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Mark Shriver is the author of the new book, Pilgrimage, My Search for the Real Pope Francis.